What's happening? This is MGTOW Slim. In this sesh, I'm going to make an addendum to my brother, the Negro Ninja's recent post. To begin with, the Negro Ninja made a post that I just finished listening to, where he was discussing the negative aspect to actually listening to and taking seriously the things that dating coaches and PUAs are putting out there on YouTube and in other spheres. It brought to mind that I needed to share some information with my brothers. Now, the Negro Ninja focused on the fact that these guys put the blame for women's dysfunctional and backwards behavior on rational, well-intentioned men, and that men should not conform themselves in unhealthy ways in order to please these women. And I agree 100%. But there's something I wanted to point out. I don't ever like point at a YouTuber or especially or anybody. I never point at anybody and to try to put them on blast. So I'm not gonna call anybody out specifically. But there, I've been looking at some of these PUA and dating coaches online, and I just want you brothers to not be fooled that some of these guys, put out some useful information. There's one guy in particular who puts out brilliant information as far as dealing with women, and I say that it's brilliant because I know for certain that what he's saying is true as far as how women respond to it. I know that from experience. And but this guy's lying about it. We used to say back in the old days, he's lying on his dick, though. And that's what I wanted to point out to you. This guy's lying on his dick. This guy claims that he's banging 5 to 6, acceptable level females and keeping them in a rotation. And that's utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense. In my high point of having my choice of women, which was such a high point that if I told you facts about my high point with women, you would accuse me, and probably rightfully, of bragging, and I'm not going to brag. But I've had seasons in life where I've been able to basically have sex with whoever I wanted to have sex with. And not in life, not like a celebrity, but I'm talking about in my area. And hell no, I never even came close to no damn banging 5 or 6 chicks in a rotation. That just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And I went through just to make sure that I didn't leave any facts unchecked. I've sat up in the VIP section of this is back in the 90s, back when Luke and the 2 Live Crew were like Pop That Coochie and all that, when they were popular. On one occasion, which is a story for another time, I was sitting up in the VIP section with Luke and the 2 Live Crew in a club in Atlanta and watching them work, and I walked away with the awareness that even those guys are not just banging chicks like we imagine they are. They're having to put in work and deal with bullshit like everybody else. On college campuses, there are like big time athletes that everybody assumes is banging everybody, and there are some big time athletes who are getting lots of great sex from these bitches. But no, I was up close and personal. I'm talking about fraternity close. And even the most popular captain of the basketball team, you know, star of the football team. Hell no, they weren't banging no damn five or six chicks in a rotation. Where else have I seen? I've seen, oh, now this I saw, like, on a documentary. I didn't experience, but I saw it, like, on a documentary about this video dancer, you know, the black video dancer or whatever. And they were showing, like, behind the scenes and all this stuff. And I saw, like, on the documentary that, like, after the video... it was a whole bunch of dancers. It was like a reality TV thing. And so, like, after the sets, you know, these guys, these rappers are like, hey, you know what I'm saying? They try to hook up with them and stuff like that. And some of the women will hook up with them if they pay them money. But most of them won't. Most of them have boyfriends. They're like, nah, I'm here. I'm a professional. So even those rappers are not fucking like that. Nobody's fucking like that. Nobody's fucking like that unless they're specifically paying money to have that much sex to women who sell sex. So it's important for us to know that ain't no regular dude dating coach on YouTube fucking five or six high quality chicks in a rotation. No way in hell is that happening. You know, at best, he might have five or six chicks that he's wasting his time and his life energy spending money on and texting back and forth and talking on the phone with and entertaining. He might be having sex with maybe two of them at the same time. And when I say five or six high quality, you know, he says five or six high quality chicks, I'm gonna assume probably about two high quality, two, you know, decent six sevens, and two that he wouldn't want to admit that he's fucking around with. That's realistic. And if that dating coach or any dating coach told me those numbers, I would A, believe them, and I'd still respect them. You know, that doesn't take away from the value of the information that they have. But if someone believes these exaggerations and these lies about how successful that somebody is, it makes them feel like shit. I don't want my brothers feeling like shit. Don't let these niggas lie to you. Ain't nobody fucking no five or six high quality chicks, period. Not in Hollywood, unless they're paying for prostitutes. Nobody's doing that. And especially not some fucking YouTube dating coach. Nah, the struggle's real out here for everybody. You're not alone. Everybody's getting this negative bullshit from these bitches. This is MGTOW Slim. Love, peace, and respect.